for that. But first, we have a little fun coming up here.
We do.
Fun needs to go on.
Yes, it is Friday fun. And we had a really funny segment at the end of the show because John Fahey, who hosts our nighttime show.
I'm a terrible broadcaster.
During the Mavericks postgame show, he was trying to play a newly acquired fart drop to the hosts of the show, Mark Folliwell and Jake Kemp. That, which he did.
That's the work of a woman, by the way, theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. And so, anyway, long story short, he played that for them down line, and it actually made it out over the air, but at the same time, he was recording Rick Carlisle's press conference, and anything that he touched on that computer ended up on that same recording of Coach's press conference. And so we had this little bit of unintentional gold from John Fahey and that fart drop.
It's not playing. One moment.
What?
Oh. What kind of hotel is this?
Mondo, how much of a difference is there between aggressiveness and recklessness?
I like his aggression, you know, and there were a couple times that the ball just slipped out of his hands.
Oh boy. Yeah. So we started laughing about some of the unintentional drops and that have gone on over the air here at the station in 20 years. And look, we've been doing this a long time. We got a lot of ammunition. And just to put it in perspective, between intentional and unintentional, to me, this is the all-time greatest intentional drop when Grooves was here and Mike was telling a story about being at home on Thanksgiving with the in-laws.
Because. So, okay, that's the way it starts out, and, you know, we're fine in there. Until my mother-in-law and my wife decide that it's time for them to come in there. And then they come in, they sit down, and they talk about everything that has nothing to do with the game or anything. And it's to the point where Thursday I stopped things down and said, "Hey, listen. Shut up, bitch."
Man. Was that Grooves?
That was Shoopy.
Yeah, I think so.
So incredibly.
That was Shoopy.
Incredibly well placed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just an absolute brilliant piece of dropsmanship. But then we have the...
Dropsmanship.
What did I say?
Isn't that what you said? I thought I heard say yeah. Dropsmanship.
Yeah, I did. That was intentional, but we also have unintentional gold, and we have it from a variety of board ops, including our own David Mino, who may have had the most controversial moment of the year last year whenever we had on our newest golfing buddy, the golf legend, Dallas's own Lee Trevino.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee coming up here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We'll be coming to you live from Rockwall.
That's my favorite part is that Mino was in such a panic that we were on remote, and he left our mics up, and that's me saying, "What the hell?"
I'd forgotten about that.
So... here is Lee Trevino, who's going to come on for a second segment, and we want to carry him over. And you know what? The other thing about this is that we were right in the middle of the whole... This is at the pinnacle of the Mexican drops.
Yes.
Of when we were fascinated by that show on Channel 29 or whatever it is.
La Gramita y Costel.
So we're constantly playing these drops of see, you know, or the
thank you,
or the real violent ones, and so it was top of mind for everyone. Like, we were so hypersensitive to those drops, and then he accidentally, as he says, drops that one on Trevino. Play it again.
Now the British Open starts tomorrow. We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
Yeah, you got it. You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee coming up here on the ticket.
Tomorrow on the morning news, we will continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We'll be coming to you live.
The hell?
What was the explanation? I forgot. What were you trying to hit?
So I was going to put them on hold, and the screen is right above where our phones are, and it's very sensitive. Sometimes if you just swipe over it, it'll play a drop. Sometimes you have to pretty much punch it to play something, and I guess it just went off.
Clearly.
So, boy, of all the drops to
believe
play.
Believe it or not.
God.
I know. Like,
I have a full page of really racist drops, so it just happened to be on the page that I shouldn't have had it on.
The Mary Mex! The man's nickname is the Mary Mex, for God's sakes. All right, and then there was Cray-Tray, our beloved Cray-Tray.
Sweet Cray-Tray.
Who, in his first night ever of being allowed to do something with any sort of responsibility, run the Stars game. And Cray-Tray, this is the first 5 minutes that he's on the air. And so...
This was when he was auditioning for the top 10 with Fahey. This was the night after Fahey had his big meltdown.
Oh, my God.
So this was a great week.
All right, so here he is setting up the Stars intro. And again, we are the flagship station of the Stars. So, you know, we're allowed to rip on him and all that. But when we're in the game itself, when we're presenting the game, it's not like that we're sitting there before the game going, oh, God, here they come, the SC Dallas Stars. No, we don't. It's a professional broadcast, unless it's Cray-Tray.
Hey, the time essentially belongs to them.
Yes,
I don't know what the terms of the deal are, but when it's Stars hockey, it's Stars hockey.
Right.
And there is to be no nonsense.
Exciting year for the Dallas Stars.
As the season winds down, the stakes get higher, the pressure builds tonight. Dallas is in Chicago, inside the United Center. The Hawks.
We're about to play Chicago. They're probably
on
a little bit of a skid right now. Things aren't going well.
And
this team sucks.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Again, of all the drops to play.
Yes, there are. There's an array with a million of these drops. And he hits the one that probably could get us in trouble more than any of us.
This team sucks.
Play that again.
It's going to be an exciting year for the Dallas Stars.
As the season winds down, the stakes get higher, the pressure builds tonight. Dallas is in Chicago, inside the United Center. The Hawks...
Man.
Oh.
That is beautiful.
Oh. Cray-Tray.
It really, really is. All right, Mino, you got one more back there?
This is from... this was Groobs. I think this was when Mike was going to... his daughter's graduation, or she was coming home for Thanksgiving a few years ago, and he said this was a misfire.
Fort Worth.
Look at the lower half of his body.
Hold on. What is that?
Nope. Here's another one we can play later.
All right. And
our cumbersome equipment.
Here we go.
Like,
here we go.
Home for a couple weeks and. And just
see friends.
See friends and goof off and take it easy. And I would like very much for her to do that.
I will wear you out.
Sorry, misfire.
The hell?
I was going for something else. Accidentally hit that. That was one of the worst drops possible to hit.
And you hit a tiger sex drop.
Yep.
When he's talking about his daughter.
I will wear you out.
What?
Oh.
Right. Sorry, Shoopy.
Sorry about that speed bump.
I noticed how the standard reaction to anything like that is to go, the hell?
It is. Let me hear that one more time.
This was the plan. She would like to come home for a couple weeks and... And just
see friends.
See friends and goof off and take it easy. And I would like very much for her to do that.
I will wear you out.
Sorry, misfire.
Instant apology. Sorry.
The hell?
I was going for something else. Accidentally hit that. That was one of the worst drops possible to hit.
And you hit a tiger sex drop.
Yep.
When he's talking about his daughter.
I will wear you out.
What?
Oh, that is awesome.
Man.
That is awesome.
Awesome. Oh, boy. You only get that here on The Ticket. I hope everybody realizes that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There's your Friday fun.